Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Get a grip. But plenty of news surrounding a Brown Stadium and a dome in Brook Park coming about today. And for that, we go to the most trusted man around the city if you want information on it. That's our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, Daryl Reiter, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much. Quiet day. I heard the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau today, so he got J.B. Bickerstaffed.
That was great.
That's what we're going to talk about, right?
Yeah, something along those lines. It was great just scrolling through your X account today, just stadium news after stadium news, and then it's like, oh, wow, and Tom Thibodeau is fired today. Like, that happened.
I've been a little busy today. Happened to notice that about 4 hours after it actually went down.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the rest of the sports world's already digested this, taking this in, and Daryl's just blindsided by the news.
Like, oh, okay. You got J.B. Bickerstaffed. All right. Then I saw one of the sports books put, like, Kenny Atkinson, like, with the second best odds to be the Knicks coach. Clearly, they forgot he's employed by the Cavs.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Bavada was the one who put out that out there.
Is
I was
that
like,
who it was?
Yeah, I was so confused by the idea.
You were confused. Yeah. I was confused.
No, in no way, shape, or form would the Cavs be like, yeah, no. We're not looking to keep Kenny. And you know what? Just send him over to the East. Send him to New York. What could go wrong? After leading the East and, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Are we getting, like, Carl Anthony Towns in return or something? Like, you know, I'm just wondering how that was going
to
work.
It'd be quite a deal. It'd be quite a deal to be moving along. Maybe the first time ever. But obviously, Daryl, big news around a potential dome in Brook Park coming about today, where we have more progression within the state government with a proposed budget that includes the new stadium basically being included for the Browns.
Yeah.
Just how close are we now to basically saying this is for sure 100% happening and there's not going to be an opposition to it?
Based on folks that I talked to today, the Browns are about 75% home. Right now, you have three different plans that have been proposed. The governor, in his initial budget, with the doubling of the gambling companies tax or the tax on the gambling companies, with that extra money going into a fund to be used statewide for construction projects with stadiums. Then you had the Ohio House, who passed a bond, $600 million in bonds for the dome, which, by the way, that would impact the ability to use the general fund because that's the state credit, okay? That's been X'd out by the Senate now. They came up with a different plan to actually use unclaimed funds. This is cash that the state has on hand, sitting, collecting dust that folks haven't claimed. And by the way, I do recommend going on the state website. I found $50 today. I just for grins, I put in my name, and I just got the email. I got approved. I'm getting like $50 back. Apparently, I had two accounts that like, I guess, owed me a couple dollars. So I'm getting $50. So I'll be honest with you. If you it would not be the worst idea for folks to check out that website. It's worth 5 minutes of your time to do. But it's, $4.8 billion are in the fund right now. They're not tapping all that. What they came up with $1.7 billion because that is money that's more than 10 years old, that's been sitting for more than 10 years and untouched. And even before that, it had been in various accounts before it got forwarded over to the state or surrendered to the state. So this money's been laying around for a very, very long time. And so what they're saying is we can just pay cash there and then put the Browns on a pretty strict 16-year repayment plan as far as tax revenue. And, for the opposition, and it's legitimate opposition when you say, hey, I don't know if the Browns maths. They're claiming that they can generate all this tax revenue with the new enclosed stadium and the complex, but the math doesn't math. Well, what the state of Ohio now is saying in this budget proposal is that over 16 years, the Browns are going to be on a scale with tax revenue. They're going to have to put $50 million in an escrow account. And if their tax revenue projections are short, well, state gets to dip into that escrow account. And then if that $50 million ends up getting exhausted before the 16 years are up, guess what? The Browns have to put in another $50 million into the escrow account. And we rinse and repeat that process here. So, the Browns are basically giving the state a $100 million insurance policy on the tax revenues being what they have been claiming they ultimately will be from the events that they feel like they're going to be attracting to this facility. So it is a very interesting construct. I got a lot of people on X coming at me about school funding and angry about that. And I'm trying to explain to people this has nothing to do with school funding. The governor and now the Senate are trying to keep this project independent of the general fund. If you're angry about school funding, reach out to your state representative. Angry tweeting at me is not going to do anything for you. I'm not a representative. There's nothing I can do for you. Look, school funding is a very important thing. So if you're upset about that, reach out to your state reps if you're unsatisfied with how that is going. But this is a very interesting construct. We now have three different plans proposed, and we'll see how this proceeds over the next couple of weeks as it goes through the reconciliation process.
Daryl, obviously you wrote about it, 923thefan.com. Anybody can check out the article as well. But I the unclaimed fund was something that I know I had never heard of, and I'm sure a lot of other people had basically never heard of before, too. So,
hey, you know what? Look, this is going to call some attention to this now, right? I mean, you've got billions of dollars that are sitting there, almost $5 billion that has been sitting there for years and years and years and years, and it's doing nothing. And so they're going to, they're going to borrow from this fund and, pay it back over time, but use that not only for the Browns, but for the Bengals and the Reds and these other teams that need some assistance with these projects.
Is it fair to basically throw out the fact that, if the average citizen is laying around and being like, where is this money coming from, that it's not really affecting them on a day-to-day basis or even a year-to-year basis with where it's coming from?
No, folks should pay attention to this, 100%. This $600 million is nothing to sneeze at here. But I think what the Senate did was is they found a way where they don't have to touch the state credit rating with bonds. They don't have to affect the general fund with bonds. I made the joke, the Cleveland Guardians get $2 million more dollars per year from the state general fund than the Cleveland Cavaliers and Cleveland Browns do combined. Browns and Cavs get $0. But part of the Progressive Field renovation project was, well, the state kicked in $30 million over 15 years to help fund, that project. So, this is a construct that they came up with that doesn't affect those material services that ordinary folks, rightfully so, are and should be fighting for. It's a creative way to do it. without having to impact any of those things. I encourage folks. I found $50 today. Go on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The state website, the unclaimed funds for the state of Ohio. Just Google Ohio unclaimed funds and the link will come up. Click on the link, and there's a couple of things you fill out and whatnot. And you, it took me less than a minute to do everything. I think there's a positive here. You know, hopefully some folks that are owed money, rightfully owed money, whether it's from bank accounts or whatever, you can get your money back by hopping on this website and seeing if you're owed anything.
Darryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us here, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darryl, Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne also speaking out today. And one of the points...
Yeah, he's angry.
Yeah, that's, I think, a fair takeaway from what we heard. One of the things that he highlighted was the syntax and the way that it impacts the Browns. I know that was a talking point even earlier on before this. Sort of what was the battle back and forth there? Where do the Browns stand right now with it? And what does the outlook look like in the future?
So here's the thing. The syntax was originally approved in the early 1990s to fund the Gateway Project, what is now Progressive Field and Rocket Arena. Okay.
Right.
When the whole Browns fiasco was going on in 1995, it was right at the day. I remember it like it was yesterday. The day after Art Modell stood at a podium in Baltimore and said, and the governor of Maryland held up the piece of paper and said, "We have a signed contract. The Browns are coming to Baltimore." And Art waddled up there and said, "I had no other choice." The very next day was the election to have the syntax approved to either go toward a renovation of Cleveland Municipal Stadium or help fund a new stadium. And it was approved by like a landslide. So the Browns have been participating in the syntax since it was approved in 95. In 2014, a syntax extension went on the ballot to, again, help with the Browns, the Guardians, and the Cavaliers, and that was approved. So the voters have approved participation for the Cleveland Browns twice. 1995, 2014. Well, is political retribution towards the Browns for the Brook Park project and leaving downtown Cleveland? Chris Ronayne said, "We're kicking the Browns off the syntax. They get no syntax money now. It's just going to go straight for Gateway because Gateway really needs it," which they do. City of Cleveland, $20 million check. Cuyahoga County, $20 million check. Gateway needed $40 million this year. Okay? So Gateway does need the money. And what the state said today was, they called it a permissive, I believe is the legalese in the bill. It's a permissive for Cuyahoga County to put the syntax back on the ballot because it's an increase. Ronayne and the county would like to increase to keep up with inflation, the syntax to grow those revenues, because the revenues are no longer keeping up with inflation, no longer keeping up with construction costs. But again, they wanted to, Ronayne wanted the Browns out of it. And what the state said today is, it doesn't matter where the teams play in the county, all three get to participate in the syntax, and that is ultimately what set Chris Ronayne off today, because he wanted the Browns, as a penalty for leaving downtown Cleveland, he did not want the Browns to be able to participate in the syntax going forward.
Yeah, one of the other things I took away from it too, Daryl, was sort of the highlight on how quickly everything transpired. I know that on X, you very much so were against that fact that this was something that came about quickly in the entire move to Brook Park.
Well, it's been a 7-year stadium process, okay? Now, in the last 2 years, has it accelerated? Yeah, because now it's time to fund the thing. It's time to get shovels in the ground. The lease is up in February 1st, 2029. Browns fulfill their lease. They can move. The Browns have been lobbying for state funding for a year now, okay? Ronayne and other politicians have been lobbying against the Browns getting state funding for a year now. So this is not something that it's not been as hastily done as, it's being made out to be. This has been a 7-year process. If anything, this is the culmination of a 7-year process to solve the Browns' future stadium problem, in my view.
Daryl Ryder with us, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter. Daryl, plenty on the stadium, and I know you have more, and everyone can check it out on 92.3thefan.com. You can go through, read Daryl's article about everything that happened today. But there is still a team that is participating this year, as much as we might not want it to happen. But
yes, they're obligated to field the team. Unfortunately, the lease never did really specify the quality of the team they're required to field. I'm joking, but somewhat not.
Yeah, I was going to say there might be some truth to that. Might have been nice if they did. On a very basic general stance, Daryl, going from media OTAs of the when we were there last week on Wednesday to where we're going to be tomorrow, viewing them a week later, what are some of the changes in the progressions that you're looking for individually?
Not much, because I have a feeling we're going to see much of the same stuff. Does Shadur get reps in 11-on-11 in front of us with the starters? We'll see. Do they continue to split them up for drills the way they did last week, where it was Shadur and Dylan Gabriel on one field, and then you had Flacco and Pickett on another field, right? And they're running the same drills at the same time. Okay, does that continue? I'll be honest with you, there's not much to watch with offensive and defensive linemen right now. No contact, they're not banging pads, okay? Everyone looks great working against bags, right? So it's really hard to do any legitimate evaluations of that unit. Maybe the secondary a little bit, because there is a little defense played out there. So you can learn a little something there. But this time of year, it's great for working on the passing game, okay? Yeah, this is the time of year where the running backs look like they're all headed to Canton, Ohio, right? Again, no contact. They're running through bags. They're doing the drills, right, with Deuce Staley and all that. They're running through holes, and then once they get through the hole, they just keep running through the end zone because they got to finish the rep or whatever. But, you can't really tell. Did they gain 1 yard, 2 yards, drop for a loss there? You know what I mean? Did they really break free? So this is not a time to draw a tremendous amount of conclusions right now, whether it's about the quarterback race or a lot of other areas around this team.
The Shadur and 11-on-11 things was interesting, because that was something that Kevin Stefanski highlighted at the Browns golf outing. It's something that we are probably going to see, is that he would actually be getting 11-on-11 work. Does that tell you anything about the quarterback competition and where they stand compared to him not doing it last week?
Other than he's getting a fair shake? I'm not being a smart aleck Jake, but like, yeah, it is a 4-man race. So at some point, I would expect to see Shadur Sanders getting reps with the first team offense, just as if I would also expect that Dylan Gabriel is going to get some reps with the first team offense. I'm trying to hold myself back from drawing conclusions. Kevin Stefanski keeps telling us, don't draw conclusions from anything, right? And I'm telling people, don't draw conclusions. At the same time, I'm also telling myself that. Because, of course, guess what I'm paying attention to tomorrow? Who's getting the reps? When are they getting the reps? Who are they getting the reps with, right? I'm going to be watching all that stuff. Are the passes on time? Are they on target? Are they supposed to be, right? All that stuff going to be paying attention to, right? But at the same time, Daryl, don't draw any conclusions. That is what I'm going to say to myself as I'm watching practice tomorrow.
We'll be having the exact same conversation to ourselves, Daryl. I'll be watching on X as it comes out.
And then next week when I'm on with you, you will ask me, hey, Daryl, what conclusions were you able to draw from watching
it? that's probably about it. I can almost guarantee you that question will be almost verbatim in our interview next week, Daryl.
I will be prepared to give you the same answer I just gave you now.
I'm glad that we have one question basically knocked out for next week. I'm happy. Daryl, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. Again, if anybody wants to check out your piece, 923thefan.com on everything happening at the stadium today. Good stuff as always. Appreciate you, Daryl.
You bet, Jake.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Browns beat reporter, Cleveland sports beat reporter with us there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers. We'll react to what Daryl had to say as well. Shadorin 11 on 11s. I'm not saying I'm drawing conclusions, but it's happening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.